Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
Over the past few weeks, we've been looking at the Vision Pioneer Awards. 2016 was the inaugural year, and many turned up in London, all suited and booted, to find out who all the nominees were. And one of those was a company called Prioritize. They were in the category for Team of the Year, and we have with us from Prioritize, Norma Bailey. Norma, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
So tell me, first of all, a little bit about Prioritize.
Well, Prioritize was set up in 2011, and the main aim of Prioritize is to fill gaps within all aspects of service provision for people who have experienced sight loss. We don't offer a set service. Every call that we take, we'll speak to the client, find out what they're looking for, and then see if we can design a package to best meet the needs of the client. So everything we do is on an individual basis.
So when you talk about the needs of the client, what kind of things do they call you about, or what kind of services can you help people with?
Well, our main clients will be social services, education, health and the voluntary sector. We also do work with individuals. So we'll get calls about a whole range of different things. It can be from covering a rehabilitation position. So maybe a rehab worker has gone off on maternity leave, or long-term sick, or they're just basically going through a recruitment process and they're not able to cover the post. So that's something that we can step in and do. We can supply a rehab officer, and that means that people living in the particular area will continue to get a service, whereas maybe in the past that wouldn't have happened. So yeah, so we can do anything from specialist holistic assessments, all aspects of rehabilitation, which includes independent life skills, communication, getting yourself out and about, which is called orientation and mobility. But maybe that's not the best use of accessible language. So I think it's more user-friendly to say getting out and about, using public transport, getting to shops and things like that. So that's the sort of standard rehab provision that we do. We've also been commissioned to design and deliver projects specifically for younger people.
When you're talking about projects for younger people, what kind of thing would that involve?
So we designed a project called Pathfinder, and basically what that was, it was focused on young people and their travel to and from school. So I spoke to lots of young people, and they all hate going on the special bus. Young people just hate the special bus. So what we'd done was, rather than the young ones go on the bus, we worked on a one-to-one basis with them, providing a rehab worker that would cover the route either by foot or by public transport to and from school. Realistically, if a student wasn't able to achieve that independently, rather than spend the money on a taxi to school, what we would suggest is using the money to bring in a travel buddy. So the young person is still getting their exercise and they're still integrating within local community support, as in using public transport, and the feedback was excellent from the commissioning managers.
These are obviously, as you say, commissioned by perhaps social services, health departments and so on, but have you had individuals contact you as well?
Well, to be honest, if an individual contacts me, from a business point of view, that's fantastic because it's new business. But from a personal point of view, I don't believe that anyone should have to put their hand in their pocket to buy in a service that they should be entitled to from the local council. Obviously, it's an individual's choice, but I'll always like talk through what the options are and maybe signpost them back to somewhere that some way that they can access the service without having to fund it themselves.
So quite a comprehensive service there for people with visual impairments. Now, why did you decide to focus on sight loss for the business?
Well, I lost my sight when I was 9 years old. I have a very rare eye condition called macular dystrophy Stargardt's disease. So I first was diagnosed when I was 9 years old and went through mainstream education with very, very little support, despite the fact that professionals were aware that I had, you know, real difficulty with my vision. So having lost my sight at the age of 9, I never actually came into contact with another visually impaired person until I was 21. And at that point, my family had moved down to Kent and I decided to make contact with social services to find out what my employment opportunities were. And at that point, I met a rehabilitation worker, which was the first one I'd ever met in my life. And he was in the Paralympics. And I just thought, wow. So basically, What happened was, because of my bad experience of service provision as a young person, it made me determined to make a difference. I felt really strongly that other people shouldn't have to receive such poor service. So I went off and I trained as a rehabilitation worker and have worked for many years as a rehab worker in different locations. And as a result of that, became very aware of gaps within all aspects of service provision. And people think, you know, that if you lose your sight, you get this fantastic service. But in many, many parts of the country, that just simply doesn't happen. It's a bit of a postcode lottery, unfortunately. So Prioritise aims to sort of fill the gaps and provide high quality services for people who have experienced sight loss.
Was that a bit of a leap of faith for you, going from employment to starting your own business?
Oh yeah, I mean, it's a massive step, but it's, you know, I'm really passionate about it, and it was massive, massive step, and it just means that I've got to work really, really, really hard. I've never worked so hard in all my life, you know, to ensure that all my staff are in continuous employment and that we've got new contracts and that our customers are all happy, you know, so it's a big, big, big responsibility and a big pressure, but I enjoy it. And I'm really proud of the services that we provide. My team work really, really hard. I'm lucky that I've got a team that each and every one of them, you know, is absolutely fantastic. And they will bend over backwards and go the extra mile. So, yeah, I'm really proud of the team and the services that we provide.
Do you think that having sight loss yourself gives you a better understanding of, first of all, what people need and how to actually deliver the service to support them?
I think it's useful being visually impaired myself. But saying that, I also know for a fact that there are some fantastic rehabilitation workers across the country that deliver really, really excellent services. And like I say, they're sighted. So I think it does help if you've got a visual impairment. It's just you've got that bond with the client or the service user. In the same way, you know, like if I had just came back to Spain and you're going to Spain next week, we would have that connection. You know, so it's just having something in common. But I do think that there are, you know, sighted professionals that are just as capable as visually impaired rehab workers.
What about the future then for Prioritise? What does that hold? Any plans?
The future for Prioritise is obviously to win. To win next year, Team of the Year. I think a healthy competition is good. But no, I think just to continue to develop and provide services in other areas, maybe new areas. Just continue doing what we're doing.
Just finally then, Norma, if anyone would like to find out more about Prioritise, how do they go about getting in touch?
If you would like to find out more about Prioritise, you can visit our website, which is www.prioritise, spelled PRIORITEYES.co.uk, or you can email inquiries@prioritise.co.uk, or you can call us on 01 294 461 261.
Norma, congratulations on the nomination, and thank you for telling us all about Prioritise here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.